And somebody who's accustomed to peas being small and green, a pea is a pea and a bean is a bean.
you don't get the difference.
I don't get the difference, that's right.
Oh, well, a bean is the one that don't have to be shelled. A bean, I think, is a bean.
But beans, when you do shell them, you apparently have two kinds. One looks like I had them for lunch. They're kind of a brown to reddish.
Porky beans? You mean like pork beans in a can?
No, these are smaller. And they're called peas of some kind. Butter peas,
They was butter peas. There's a many of them, many names. Peas.
If you plant turnips or beets and they get so high and you cut the tops, what is that?
That's salad green.
Salad green. Did your mother ever heat milk slowly on the stove to make some cheese?
No, I think my mother never.
Clabber cheese, doesn't sound. What's the room where you keep everything you don't know what to do with in the old days?
Young days.
Young days and old days. Did you ever hear that called lumber?
Well,
lumber room?
No.
Lumber in the sense, you know, things that you that just aren't classified in any other way.
For the life of me, I don't remember what it was called. But we lived in a house when I was a small boy that had three sections of shed room on the back of it. And in the one on the southwest corner, we used it for
plunder room.
Plunder. You got it.
Plunder
room. That's right. Plunder room.
I see. I must be the same as other sections they call a lumber room.
Well, the mop, the old scouring mop made out of shucks would be kept in that room.
Uh-huh.
And the old wooden tubs would be turned bottom upwards in there so they wouldn't fall apart. And anything else like that that didn't want to leave out in the weather was in that plunder room.
Plunder room.
All
right. Corn that you just shuck and boil and eat with your hands.
That was hominy.
If you just kept it just
on the cob.
Hands.
Corn on the cob.
And the little animal with the black, it's black with a white stripe.
Now he was a polecat.
Polecat.
We hardly ever called him a skunk.
Did you?
There's a difference in a polecat and a skunk.
No, there isn't either. They both stink.
Stink the same way.
No, there's a civet cat.
Well, that's what
he's
I said.
Small.
The civet cat's small. The polecat is a skunk.
That's
my daddy's name. Polecat Carter.
Right. And
hunted a lot, they call it. There he is, right up yonder. Right up there,
picture out of the telephone.
Polecat Carter.
Polecat Carter.
His lawyer,
in
dressed as male, is Polecat Carter.
Is that right?
All right. That gets a scope, then.
And
polecat. He caught polecat.
Skinned him
and sold
the fur. Did you, do you have a little thing that looks like a squirrel and runs in the ground called a chipmunk or a grinny or a ground squirrel?
There's a few of them further north in Georgia, but they're not in this area. I never have seen any in this area.
Never got a response in southeast Georgia here on that. Little things that, they may be this big or they may be this big. They hop, and some of them, the big ones live in